Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so I don't think you talked about this in Crosstalk, but I was actually not in the room for it, but so I'm going to do it anyway. Ian Rappaport is announcing that 49ers coach Kyle Shanahan announced today in a conference call that he has fired defensive coordinator Steve Wilks. Now, the Niners' defense was very, very good, and in the Super Bowl, especially the first half.
First half, they were great.
Really good. Why did they do this?
What do I always say, Greg? What's the hardest thing about any job?
Pleasing your boss.
Yep. Kyle Shanahan didn't like him.
Yeah, he was only there 1 year.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan, they asked Kyle Shanahan the question you just asked us, and Shanahan goes, it wasn't a fit. So he's been itching to get rid of
him
for a while.
But I don't think it was performance-based, weirdly. No, I think it was personality-based.
No. It was, you know, you've got to fall in line behind what Kyle Shanahan wants. He obviously did his own thing. It was very successful. But Shanahan wants somebody that's rowing in the same direction as him, and so they broke up.
But don't you want, even if it's a tough person to deal with, don't you want somebody that gives results?
Well, no, it's sort of like this. If you have, in what we do, if you have a producer that you don't click with, then
you trade them?
Then you trade them.
You can still do a good show in spite of that producer.
I mean, I tried.
Yeah.
I did try.
So you're saying Steve Wilks is Lindsay Bolton?
No, basically. But look, people don't always click. Like I never clicked with Lindsay. That's why when we play pickleball, I'm teaming up with Lindsay, and our team name is the Frenemies because we've had our moments.
I think that the opening match of the pickleball tournament should be the Frenemies against John and Lisa Ireland.
Oh, you will crush us.
You guys are Irish.
No, no, no. I will bet money. I will bet mythical money on you.
That's ridiculous.
All right.
You clearly didn't see me play last year.
I haven't picked up a pickleball racket in 2 years.
I don't even know if Lindsay's practicing, but we're going to give it a go.
I'm sure she's played. She's an athlete.
Make that happen, Bergman. Super match.
Super match.
I want that matchup to happen. Janessa, if you're listening.
Janessa.
Janessa, make that happen. Opening match.
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys, the NBA All-Star Night odds have come out for the contest and such. These are bet ESPN odds here.
Okay, got it.
So Damian Lillard come out as the favorite to win a three-point contest at +325.
Okay.
Second place is Trae Young and Halliburton.
Okay.
Do you guys think that Lillard is a lock at this one, or were you taking the field over Lillard?
Oh, I would take the field. What odds can I get on the field?
Oh, that I don't know.
Yeah, I would take
What's Trae Young? Does it
Trae Young is at +500. He's second, tied with
Halliburton.
So is
that like 5-1, Greg?
Yeah.
+500?
+500 is 5-1, yeah. Is there no Steph? He's not going?
He's
in the shootout against Sabrina.
Oh, yes. That's right.
And Steph is heavily favored in that. They actually have odds for that as well.
I don't think it's as close anymore.
All right, two bets. All right, ready? 25.
Wait.
Hey,
Can you
It's an NBA game. NBA.
Oh, it's an all-star game. Yeah, I better
Can
not.
You do it?
You guys are right.
I just want to make sure.
You guys are right. I can't even give the appearance of betting fake money.
No.
But if I could, this is what one of you should do.
Bet
$2,500 on Trey, $2,500 on Sabrina.
Done.
Do that one, Mace.
What's the number on Sabrina? It's got to be plus something.
So it's 5-1.
On Sabrina?
Do 2,000 or 3,000.
Oh, okay. I'll do 2,000. Yeah, I'll do 2,000 on each. Sabrina and 2,000 on Trey.
Nice. And I'll do 2,000 on Dame because I need some money back.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Bottomless pit.
Good money after bad, Brian. This is not your game.
That's a favorite.
Lucky this is mythical.
Second part of the NBA thing is Mac McClung is expected to win the dunk contest again. He's the heavy favorite. I think Jaime Jaquez is expected to finish fourth. Are you guys still excited to see dunk contest, or has it kind of lost its pizzazz?
It's lost its pizzazz because they won't let people from outside the NBA enter it. If they did that, it would immediately fix it, but they won't, so no, I'm not watching.
I will not watch the game on Sunday because I think that's meaningless. But I will watch the Saturday night. I like the three-point shooting. I think the Steph thing with Sabrina is really good. Interesting, I think. And I do like the slam dunk contest. I still like it. Mac McClung is really a creative dunker.
Who does he play for?
He's in the G League for Philly, I think.
I think he's with Orlando.
Where's Mac McClung, John?
Exactly. Nobody knows.
I think it's G League in Philly.
I do too. I think he's at the Delaware team that is he's in Daryl Morey's
right.
World,
I streamed one of their games last week.
I just see the dunk package.
Yeah, exactly.
What's up, foo?
All right, guys. Like we've been talking, it is Valentine's Day, and I read that it is projected to have sales of $14.2 billion for as of today. And they say that most of it is for romantic relationships, but the remaining $5 billion, and the remaining is for friends and family. Do you guys also get your friends and family a gift on Valentine's Day or just your significant other?
No, my family's not my Valentine. I only have one Valentine.
I got news
for
you.
My family.
I sent to my mom. Aww. I sent to Juan's mom. I sent to Juan's stepmom.
That's
all
really
books.
Cute.
I do it for every holiday. I just think that's the right thing to do. Ireland. There are many forms of love other than romantic.
No, Valentine's Day should be reserved for your romantic partner. You should only have one Valentine.
Interesting.
Didn't buy anything for anybody except Christian. Or did you even buy anything for girls? Normally don't get us squat. We get you stuff and you get us nothing.
No.
Our day is next month.
So I will buy something. I actually bought him something small. I bought him a card too. But what he wants is a little pricey. So I had to, Chrome Hearts is not cheap. So I had to wait a little bit. But he is getting a present and he already got me mine. So I do buy him stuff.
Okay.
For Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I got nothing. Mace, do you get anything?
No, I do not get anything for Valentine's. We don't get each other anything for Valentine's Day. It's really hard. I mean,
you guys are so hard to shop for. Men are really, really hard to shop for.
Yes. Ireland, what about just saying happy Valentine's Day to people that are not your Valentine? Like if I say it's my mom,
I open the Laker broadcast tonight with happy Valentine's Day. Does that count?
Well, they're not your Valentines.
I just say happy Valentine's Day in general.
Yeah, I say happy Valentine's
Day.
Yeah,
so do I.
Yeah, so that's okay because you're saying it's reserved for your Valentine and only one. So can you not say it to other people? Like, will you say
I have no issue with you saying it to other people. If you I would say it to my neighbor, but I wouldn't get him anything.
I don't know my neighbor, so I would not say it.
That's true. You don't.
I don't know. I don't buy my friends anything. I will say
there
that.
There you go.
I almost sent you flowers, Laura. That should count for something.
Nah, it doesn't. Almost. I don't get it.
I came
you
so,
buy yourself flowers.
I came so close to sending you flowers.
Who told you not to?
Then
was
he
it
sent
Greg?
Them to himself.
No, I didn't tell anybody. I was just it was in my heart. So in my heart, I sent you flowers.
Yeah, only in your heart, but they're not in front of me. But
they're not. But it's the thought that counts. I had
it
the
is.
Thought.
What's up, foo?
All right, guys. So I just got a fresh movie review from my parents about the Bob Marley movie.
Oh,
they
good.
Already
oh,
went
that's
and saw
tonight.
It. They said they loved it, and it's
nice.
A great movie. Now, this is, I take this with a grain of salt because me and my dad don't always agree on what kind of movies you like. You're talking yesterday about Rotten Tomatoes. You don't necessarily take those.
I don't take
those
reviews literally, yeah.
So, question to you guys is, a movie recommended by somebody, your parents or something, is it always a hit, or do they have different tastes than you kind of a deal?
My mom and not stepdad, Leo, do have different tastes than me. I'm always trying to convince them to watch the shows that we're watching, and they're watching something on... They watch Netflix movies. Like, I don't know anybody that watches Netflix. They watch every single Netflix movie. Do you watch every Netflix movie?
Not every, but like 85-90%. It's pretty high.
And then my movies they would never get. Like, my favorite movies of the year, one was French and one was Korean, and my mom and not stepdad Leo are not going for it. They don't read their movies. Oh, no, they do read because there are subtitles on Young Sheldon. So they keep subtitles on all the time, so it might not bother them at all.
Oh, that starts tomorrow. I'm excited to watch it.
What, Young Sheldon?
Yeah.
It's the final season.
Final season. I'm
final
excited.
Season of Young Sheldon.
Riley loves it.
Ireland, what about you? Does Myrna recommend movies for you?
No, we have way different
Although
things.
You both like Hallmark.
That's true. But Hallmark movies, if you don't like Hallmark movies, you don't have a heart.
I respect Hallmark movies for what they do, but I am not consuming Hallmark.
You don't have a heart.
What's that, fool?
Heartless.
I got one more for you guys here. I was watching an old episode of Punk'd, the TV show with Ashton Kutcher. Are you familiar with the show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Okay, so there was an old episode of Dirk Nowitzki on it, and they had a kid bring up about 5 bags full of merchandise to sign for Dirk, and Dirk such a great sport, kept signing everything, and then was handed a LeBron James Cav jersey and even signed Dirk on that jersey.
Wow.
Now, something like this would never happen today, right? Today's players are not signing a different player's jersey.
Depends who asks. What the general rule with signing is, if it's a kid, you sign it. If an adult, he's up to something. He's trying to monetize it. So I think most players would tell you they sign for kids, and for adults, they're a little more particular.
Well, I'll tell you this. So that's interesting on that note. Bryan Cranston will not sign anything Breaking Bad anymore because he knows if he signs it, 10 minutes later, it's going to be on eBay, and he doesn't want just people to monetize his stuff. So
well,
he'll
that's
do-
interesting because he friend of ours, big listener to the show, had bought a Heisenberg thing, and he goes, do you think you could ask Bryan to sign this? I said, I don't know what his answer will be. I'm happy to ask.
Yeah, he'll
and
do a,
selfie with anybody. Bryan said, thanks for offering, but I'm going to pass, and I guess that's why.
Yeah, that's why. But it's not that he's being unfriendly. Like, he'll do selfies with people all day long.
I'll tell you a great Bryan story. So there's a where we're building in Idaho, there's a young kid who's an actor, and Brian's his favorite actor.
Mm.
So I mentioned it to Bryan and sent him the kid's address, and Bryan wrote him this long, heartfelt note telling him, you know, to stick with it, and sent an autographed picture of himself with it and autographed it to him personally so it wouldn't be worth any, and this kid will never sell it. He was blown away by
it. Yeah, right.
But Brian's that guy. I mean, if you know, he'll do stuff like that.
Yeah. All right, is that it? There you go. There's your What's Up Pool. Now, it's a combo plate, which means that Cappy and friends, who are his friends exactly?
Morales.
Morales.
Cappy and Morales.
Well, and Laura's going to be there,
and
too.
Laura,
she's producing.
They're going to hang out and do the afternoons. You're going to stop in. So we'll do a weird crosstalk because I think, Ireland, you got to take off your...
Yeah, I'm leaving right at the end of Game of Games. So coming up next is our salute to Valentine's Day, right?
Oh, God, yeah. We really were so romantic, I think, for this Valentine's Day.
Ruining relationships.
From the heart. From the heart.
Your opinion.
We'll explain it coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. Imagine you're in an Uber or a Lyft, and you're sitting in the back seat, and you're headed to your destination, and bam, you're injured in a car accident. Now, it's not just any car accident. An accident with an Uber or Lyft is totally different than a normal wreck. Your driver is covered by Uber or Lyft. So not only are you dealing with the other person's insurance, you got to talk to the rideshare company's insurance as well. You got to have an expert. Believe me, this is super complicated. My friend Jacob is the expert when it comes to handling Uber and Lyft cases. Years ago, Jacob and his team took on these cases before other attorneys. He understands all the nuances involved in these particular accidents. So if you're injured in any kind of rideshare accident, immediately call Jacob. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember...
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com. Make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great advice and prizes and more. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All my love. This is a good one.
This is just you trying to say you were Lionel Richie instead of Waylon Jennings.
Lionel Richie and Diana Ross. This was from that cheesy Endless Love movie.
How dare you? Oh,
the
movie's so a classic.
Cheesy. So cheesy. Speaking of cheesy, Valentine's Day, we read a story yesterday Now, how do you want to set this up?
No, no.
Ireland?
First of all, let's welcome my wife, lovely Lisa Ireland, to the program.
Hey, Lisa.
I love that song, by the way. I should always be serenaded by that song.
We should sing it as a duet, Lisa, you and me.
Mm-hmm.
No, Mace, me and you.
Oh, yeah,
to
that
Lisa.
Would be beautiful. Lisa.
She would cringe.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So here's the backstory. I sent Lisa a Valentine's Day email early this morning.
Oh,
and, honey, at first
nice.
You didn't see it, right?
Right, because you sent it at 3:36 a.m.
Well,
or something. And
that's your husband. That's
everything.
When he's awake.
Yeah, exactly.
Correct.
So here's what I wrote. I wrote, "Dear Lisa, on this Valentine's Day, I just want you to know how deeply I love and cherish you. You bring so much joy and warmth into my life,
aww,
and I am grateful for every moment we share together. Here's to many more beautiful moments ahead. Happy Valentine's Day. Love, John."
Aww.
And she sent me a very sweet response. Here's what she responded.
Okay.
With. Oh, my gosh, you're sharing this?
Yeah.
There's a reason.
No, there's a reason. You'll see.
Okay.
She writes, "Aw, honey, this made me cry. I love you," all caps. "We've been through so much, and we can still laugh and enjoy each other. It's a remarkable thing. We really have built a beautiful life together," with three heart emojis, which I thought that was really nice, Lisa, and very heartfelt.
Nice.
Now,
okay.
this is when you are going to kill me.
Yeah, what's the catch here? I know something's coming.
Yes. So, yesterday Mason read a story that 40% of guys don't know what to write their significant other on Valentine's Day. So the email I wrote to you, and we all did it. You're going to hear the reactions. Laura did it. Brian did it. Mace did it for Juan. Mason wrote that on ChatGPT, word for word.
You monster.
Now, it does. I feel all those things.
Oh.
It doesn't lessen the sediment.
Do you really? Come on.
Yeah, it was ChatGPT.
Now here's the question.
Yeah.
40% of guys don't know what to write. Would you prefer, as the woman, to get nothing at all, or for the guy to go to ChatGPT and do what I did to you?
Well, if you tell me it's from ChatGPT, I would prefer nothing at all.
Now, Laura, tell Lisa what happened when you sent that. Did you send the exact same email to Christian?
No, I think it was all different. Yeah,
it was different. So I was going to send you guys a text and say you guys are all going to hell for doing this. And then I came in and I was like, you know what? I want to see if my boyfriend can tell that it's not me.
Right.
So mine said, "My dearest Christian, as Valentine's Day dawns, my heart is filled with immense love for you in our journey in our nearly 2 years. Our passion for music and devotion to family has deepened my admiration for the incredible person you are." Blah, blah, blah. It goes on, right? So then he goes, "I love you too, sweetie. Happy Valentine's Day."
Aww.
He goes, "That was beautiful, love." And then I feel bad. So then I said, "I do love you, and you know that. Happy Valentine's Day, love. But I have to admit, the show wanted us to do this for AI." And he goes, "LOL." That's where the words came from. I was like, oh, she's trying to be Shakespearean here, and I'm here for it.
There.
I felt so bad,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
All right.
I
now, Mace,
so
what happened when you did it to Juan?
Well, I sent him also a Valentine's Day email. "On this special day, I want you to know that my love for you grows stronger with each passing moment. You are my rock, my anchor, and my heart's truest desire. I cherish every moment we share and look forward to a lifetime of creating beautiful memories together. Happy Valentine's Day. Love, Steve." Okay. He read about two sentences and said, "You didn't write this."
That's what I wanted.
"You didn't write this." He did not bite on it at all. Now, Brian, you did it with Allison. How'd that go?
She said it was extremely thoughtful and like, she enjoyed it. And then when I told her, she was little let down. Come on.
The wedding's off.
Lisa,
no, it's not.
Is the reason that, by the way, the reason we made you do this on the air is you and I have been together the longest, so we knew that the chances of you leaving me over it were slim to none. But was this clever, mean, or somewhere in between?
Oh, it's okay. I mean, I'm not going to lose sleep over it, but John can get sappy, so it wasn't out of character completely.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have called him on it.
Yeah.
But I thought you were a little sleep deprived and you got a little sappy.
Aww.
Right. Because now I feel bad. I'll write you a real one later.
Yeah, write a real one. I'll give you the exactly. I'll give you the link, John.
No.
Nothing says I'm sorry like jewelry, honey.
Oh, there you go.
By the way, Lisa, I'm getting you something for Valentine's Day, and be honest about this. Am I getting anything from you?
I'm thinking about it.
Oh, good. Good to know.
You are going to get something. But I felt like I had a day reprieve because you're not here right now. You are getting something. Don't know what yet.
I do love you, and I do hope you have a happy Valentine's Day. And now, for the rest of our lives, anytime you get something from me, you're going to ask yourself, did he write this or did he use ChatGPT?
I want a handwritten note from now on, nothing in email.
Let me speak for John when I say he just wrote this and sent it to me, and I think it's sweet. He said, I hope this message finds you well. I wanted to take a moment to apologize for using ChatGPT to write you a Valentine's Day note. While the sentiment behind the words is genuine, I realize how that using a pre-written message may not have conveyed the depth of my feelings as I intended. So ChatGPT is also sorry that John did this to you, Lisa.
Mr. GPT, I really appreciate that sentiment. Thank you.
So you got both a fake love note and a fake apology.
Right. This is going much better than I thought my day would be.
Lisa, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Lisa. You're a good sport. If you don't lock me out, I'll see you late tonight.
Okay, I love
all
you.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, there's Lisa.
You monster. Oh,
no. You monster.
I love that drop. So this funny. Might be my new favorite drop. Okay. Play it again.
Not the horse.
You monster.
That's amazing.
That was great.
Mace, bottom line here.
Yeah.
That ChatGPT thing worked on everybody but Juan.
Everybody but Juan.
Allison believed it. Christian believed it. Mm-hmm. Lisa believed it. I think we've provided a service for our listeners. If you don't know what to say, if you don't know what to write, punt. And use ChatGPT.
Absolutely.
Yep. Just don't admit it.
Yeah. don't do like we did.
I would have loved for Christian to be like, that's not you. But because Lisa said something, you can be sappy, John, and so can I. So I think that's why they bought it.
I have written notes that are similar to this,
but not that sappy.
Yeah.
Not that generic. But I thought she would recognize it, but she clearly did not.
So we got a lot of the people in the office to start doing this.
Oh, really?
just to have fun.
Oh
with
my
it.
God, are you gonna out
so
him out?
He's outing him out. Parker Bell, who is in the back there, is part of the Blue Review as well.
Yeah, boy, Parker.
Wait for it.
Did this, but he didn't know how to get it off the computer screen into the text, so he wrote it down.
That's convincing.
And took a picture of it, and now his girlfriend thinks that he wrote it out for her.
That's a little bit brilliant.
No!
No! He can never, ever say anything.
Now, wait a minute. Does she listen to the station?
Will she ever hear about this?
She'll never know.
Yeah, no, he's not going to say anything to her.
Wow.
He's never going to tell her.
How long have you two crazy kids been together?
So we're coming up on 5 years.
Really?
Oh, you'll be good, bro. Tell her. You'll be good.
And I think I'd be safe, but I did. I realized when I went the extra step and wrote it down, she immediately fell for it. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know what to do now.
Now, writing it down, I think, really, like writing it into a card is really, because
yeah,
I never know what
really
to write
smart.
In a card. I have no idea what to write.
Monster.
You monster. All right, coming up next, more stuff. The first thing I did when I started my partnership with the Southern California Hyundai dealers was I made a big, big move. And I bought a Hyundai. I'm driving the Elantra hybrid. Things getting 52 miles a gallon, just blown away by the gas mileage. And you know what's really cool is the Hyundai Ioniq 6. I drove that for about a week. Spectacular. It's an EV with a long driving range and cutting edge technology. And don't forget the sharp design of the 2024 Sonata, and the Santa Fe if you want to go with an SUV. This spring, you can get in, get away with a great deal on the Hyundai you've always wanted at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. As always, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. So hurry in today, because these great deals will not last. Do like I did. Add more joy to every journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event going on now. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. In love with you. The great
the
Al
Reverend
Green.
Al Green.
Interesting note about him. The first performance ever at the Galen Center was
really?
The Reverend Al Green.
Bob. Yeah. Tweets, Valentine's Day chat AI should be bit of the year.
I was just saying that when I did a promo that's going to run. I think it should be. John, Lisa, ChatGPT. I think that bit was kind of legendary. I was so nervous for you because I thought she might snap.
I did too. I had no idea where she was going to go. I've never done that, like anything like that to her before. So good for her for being a good sport.
Yeah, good for her.
Because the bit's more important.
Anything for the bit. Anything
exactly,
for the bit.
Exactly.
Bergman, you have no Valentine this year, right?
No Valentine.
Happy.
So, Greg, you should have sent that to like 10 different girls and see who responded.
Oh, see which one responds?
Right.
Like exes?
Oh, yeah.
See if one of them comes
reel
them
in?
Write me a ChatGPT to an ex.
Okay, I will do it.
Why?
And what?
I mean, I'm not going to.
Why an ex?
Because I don't have like
potential.
He doesn't have a current. That's all we can.
But you have like potentials.
Don't you sometimes. Have a future?
Mm.
Yeah, but the problem with the potentials is if one of them falls hard, then he has to.
That's true.
Decide
that's true.
Whether or not to
right.
tell her.
Okay.
Tell me something to send to an ex and see where that goes. Besides my ex-wife,
and,
not that
and
one.
And we can see what happens.
Yeah, aside from your ex-wife. Yeah.
Hey, do you guys notice? You know, Michael is at the funeral of his high school basketball coach, so Mike Trudell's going to pinch it for Michael tonight. Here in Utah, and Stu Lance is on injured reserve. He had a minor medical
I heard
procedure.
James do yeah,
Worthy
he was
did
good.
Last night and tonight with Billy Mack, Allie Clifton.
Oh wow, that's cool.
So and the game our coverage starts at 4:30 with Slee and Trudell, and then the game tips at 6.
By the way, James Worthy did an excellent job last
night. I thought he was great.
Well, you know,
he's
done fantastic. That before in a previous life. He was a TV color guy.
Was so, he?
Yeah.
For the Lakers?
For the Sonics.
Oh, for the Sonics.
Back in the day.
That was
Kevin
a fun game
Calabro.
Last night. Fun game last night.
Yeah, they played good.
They really look good.
But I enjoyed the way that Billy Mack and James Worthy went back and forth. When Stu decides to leave on his own, completely on his own, James would be great.
Yeah, I don't know if Worthy wants to travel that much, but I mean, I think he would consider it.
Yeah. So I feel a little dumb. Right now, because
right now
there is just right now because there was breaking news from Kansas City, and we gotta tell you about this at the parade in Kansas City. There was a shooting. One person has been killed, and 10 to 15 are injured.
Some of them children.
Some of them children. Yeah, all taken to the hospital, and some are critical. So I mean, it's just a terrible, terrible story. Two gunmen have been taken into custody. All the Chiefs players, coaches, and staff were not involved in it. It happened at the Union Station, I guess, in Kansas City, near where they were having the celebration. It's
and you have
so
to wonder
sad.
If this is going to change celebrations, pro championship celebrations moving forward. Hope not.
I hope
probably
not.
Will.
Yeah, probably will. Yeah, it's terrible. Terrible. All right, I wanted to make sure. We mentioned that because it is a tragic story, and it's very, very, I mean.
By the way, it's all ESPN is covering on all of their channels right now.
Yeah, I mean,
It's wire-to-wire shooting. There's no sports news at all.
Yeah. All right. Let's change gears completely, and we'll do Game of Games. Whose game is it today?
What do you mean, whose game is it today?
Whose game is it? It's my game?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to work something up really fast.
I could probably come up with something.
John, you know when I say that, I'm totally kidding.
I think you are.
Yeah, I'm totally kidding.
He does it every
I do
day.
Have a game. I do it every single time.
We sit in the meeting. We're not even on the
in
air.
In the meeting. Oh, whose game is it?
It was
my game?
It was my game? Oh. Come on, shut up. Just do it.
Shut up and do it.
Did ChatGPT write the game?
You know what? ChatGPT could write a game.
It has right. before.
It has. I did do one ChatGPT game. I revealed it afterwards. I did.
No,
get
you got caught online. Twitter caught you.
Yeah. Twitter's always watching. All right. Game of Games is coming up next. Then it is Cappy and friends. Cappy and Morales and the whole gang here to take you through the afternoon of Valentine's Day, leading you up to Lakers, Utah in Utah. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, time to talk about IceBod Active. If you listen to the show, you know that I'm a big cryotherapy guy. Anytime I'm active, when I'm out working out, riding bikes, playing golf, playing tennis, pretty soon playing pickleball, I get sore because I'm old. So I've always been a big cryotherapy user. Cryo is for active people, especially over the people age 35, because inflammation in your joints is a big problem. Now, I used to pay $75 to $100 to go into a cryo chamber and freeze my you-know-what's off for 3 minutes. But now I don't have to do that anymore because IceBod Active has created wearable cryotherapy. Go to that website, icebodactive.com, icebodactive.com. You can purchase an IceBod device for whatever areas you want to treat. I have the long-sleeve IceBod shirt, which treats my shoulders, elbows, upper and lower back all at the same time. They have pants that have the same thing if you want to treat your knees, your hamstrings. The way it works is these are compression shirts and pants that you slide ice cold gel packs into slots on the shirt, on the pants, and you just wear them for 20 minutes. And every time I do this, every single time, I feel better. And the best part is you're not limited to sit in a chair with two ice bags on your knees or with your foot in an ice bucket. You get up and walk around. It's wearable cryotherapy. You can go on with your day. You can go eat lunch. You can go do laundry. You can go out in the backyard and work in your yard, whatever you want. You wear this for 20 minutes and you're done. Check it out today at that website, icebodactive.com. You'll see a testimonial there from Big Game James Worthy. There's one from a doctor. All the questions you have will be answered. Go to the website. Check it out today. IceBodActive, icebodactive.com.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. We've got four players, Ireland and Utah, Bergman, Laura, and Brian here in L.A., and the game is a simple one. It's just, is it real or did I make it up? Is it real or did I make it up? We will start with this. Zach Greinke is the active MLB leader in career wins in baseball with 257. Zach Greinke, active MLB leader in career wins at 257. Ireland, fact or fiction?
So it now this is what about like for example? Well, this would give
no
away
active
if I
players. Who's got the most wins of active players? Zach Greinke is the name.
I would say that is incorrect.
That is fiction.
Yes.
Okay, Bergman.
I think that is incorrect.
Incorrect, Lara.
With the crowd, incorrect.
And Brian.
Fiction.
Yeah, it is fiction. Justin Verlander.
Yeah, Verlander, Scherzer.
Greinke second.
That's what I was thinking. Is Verlander technically is still active?
Verlander's at 257, and Greinke is second with 225.
Verlander's signed, isn't he? No,
he's signed, but he's coming back slowly.
Yeah, I think he's not retired.
No.
Yeah, he's playing for the Astros again, right?
Okay, number two. Scotland chose the unicorn as its national animal. Scotland chose the unicorn as its national animal. Bergman, fact or fiction?
Fact.
Fact. All right, Lar?
I'm going to go with fiction.
Fiction. Brian?
I am Scottish. This is a fact.
You are not Scottish, are you?
I am, yes.
Yeah, well, okay. if he's Ireland? Scottish, I'm not going against the Scottish guy. Yeah, fact.
Damn.
The Scotch guy is right. Yes, it
the
is.
Accent again.
It is real.
I don't know. It just came to me. Now I lost it.
Are you actually Scottish?
Yeah, my mom's side.
And did you actually know
I knew
it?
That one, yes.
Wow. Okay.
Damn.
Number
Sorry,
three. The jewels that covered the Taj Mahal are valued at approximately $50 million. Is that fact or fiction, Lara?
Fiction.
Lars says fiction. Brian?
Fiction.
Fiction. Ireland?
How much did you say?
$50 million, the jewels on the Taj Mahal.
I'll say no, fiction.
Fiction. And Bergman?
Fiction. It's way more.
I don't even know if there are jewels on the Taj Mahal. I just completely made that up from whole cloth.
Did everybody get it?
Yes. I've got everybody. Everybody's Ireland 3, Bergman 3, Brian 3, Lara 2. So apparently this game is easy.
What is so whole cloth? Better than Pepe's game.
Number four. I don't know. That was pretty memorable.
It was pretty funny.
The actual name of the Stanley Cup is the Dominion Challenge Hockey Cup. Is that fact or fiction, Brian?
Fiction.
That's fiction. Ireland.
It's too weird for you to have made up. I'll go fact.
Fact. Bergman.
I'm with Ireland. Too weird.
Fact. Fact. And Lara?
Dang. Well, now I know, but I wanted to catch up here. But either way, I'm not. So I'm going to go with Brian. Say that is fact. I think that's what he said.
Fiction. No,
he said fiction. Said
oh, okay.
Fiction.
Going with Greg Brian? And I said fact.
Oh, JK, then I'm going with Brian fiction.
Okay, you should have gone the other way. It is a fact. I did not know that, though. The Stanley Cup's name is the Dominion Challenge Hockey Cup. All right, number five. Apples, peaches, and raspberries are actually part of the nut family. Is that fact or is that fiction? We're back to Ireland. Part of the nut family.
Apples.
They're all fruits. I'm gonna go fiction.
Going fiction. Brian. I'm sorry, Bergman.
It has to be fiction.
You going fiction?
Yeah, I'm going fiction.
Fiction? Lara?
I'll go fact.
Going fact and Brian?
Fiction.
It is fiction, but here's what's interesting about it. Apples, peaches, and raspberries are part of the rose family.
Huh.
That is weird.
Because one's on a vine, like one's
Bergman,
in a bush.
Are we both, you and I, both undefeated?
Yeah, Bergman yes. In Ireland undefeated, Brian with four, Lara with two. Number six, President John Quincy Adams had a pet alligator he kept in a bathtub at the White House. Is that fact or is that fiction? Bergman.
I know he did have some weird stuff. God, this one's tough. I'm going to say this one is fiction.
Fiction.
I don't like it, but fiction.
Lara.
Fact.
Fact. Brian.
Yeah, I think I've heard this. Fact.
You've heard this.
No.
Okay. Ireland.
I'm going to take my shot here. I'm going. Greg said fiction,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I'm going fact.
Fact is the correct answer. Yes,
so.
John Quincy
right?
Adams
yeah.
had an alligator
nice.
In his bathtub.
How many are left?
Ireland's undefeated.
Yeah.
Well, Bergman's 5 out of 6.
5 out of 6. Brian's got 5, and Laura's got 3.
How
all right.
How many are left?
There are 3 left.
Ireland's okay. got to go first.
I got to go first.
Okay.
The last NFL quarterback to throw for 5,000-plus yards in a season was Justin Herbert. Is that fact or is that fiction, Ireland?
The last one to do it.
Last one. Most recent one. To throw for 5,000-plus yards.
Okay, so I know that Brady did it, but did Herbert do it after? I'll say that's fact.
John's going to go fact. Bergman?
I'm going to stick around with him right now. I'll go fact.
Fact. You're playing it safe. Laura?
Yes. I'm going to go fiction because I need to.
Fiction. And Brian?
I'm going to go fact.
It is a fact. This is weird. In 2021, he threw
and
for 5,014 yards. That's the last person to throw for 5,000 yards.
Wow. I think Laura's out now.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, Laura, you're
okay.
done.
Sorry. But it's close. It's I have 7 and you guys have 6, right?
Yes, yep. Exactly. All right, number...
2 left.
Number 8, yes. If you have an Audi belly button, it likely means you were delivered past your due date. If you have an Audi belly button, it likely means you were delivered past your due date. Ireland, is that fact or is that fiction?
That sounds like you made it up. I'm going fiction.
Going fiction? Bergman? You going to take your shot?
I don't think this is the one to take my shot on. I'm going to say fiction.
Going to say fiction. Brian?
Yeah, with the house fiction.
Yeah, it is. There's no correlation between being born late and an Audi belly button. All right. Ireland, I think you've got all these, don't you?
Yeah, but I'm only up one.
Yeah, up one.
I haven't clinched it.
There is a town called Calama that has never experienced rain. A town called Calama that has never experienced rain, Ireland. Is that fact or is that fiction?
Well, am I allowed to ask you what country it's in?
No.
No.
It's too weird for you to have made up. I'm going fact.
You're going fact. Bergman?
Is it the last one, right?
Last one.
Yeah, fiction.
Fiction. And Brian?
Bad
fiction.
Feeling about that.
Yeah, sorry about that. Calama is in Chile. It's in the Chilean desert, and it has never rained there.
Whoa!
That's crazy.
Really? Boy, a clean sweep
you
for Ireland.
Ireland. seven of eight.
Let's
right?
do the tiebreaker yeah, just for fun. You got all of them, I think.
Yeah, I just beat you by one.
What? I test these games on Juan, by the way, and he missed five of them. So,
but he got you on facts in on ChatGPT.
Correct. All right, tiebreaker. What percentage of human beings have outie belly buttons? What percentage of human beings have outies?
I think it's less than the than half. I'm going to say 27.
27. Lara?
Lara walked away for
this. Oh, Lara. Brian?
10%.
10% in Ireland.
I don't think it's very many. I'll go 15%.
Brian actually hit it on the head. Only 10% have got outie belly buttons.
Yeah, I haven't any.
I think an outie is kind of off-putting.
All right, so what are the chances?
Off-putting? It's off-putting.
Yeah, it is not. It's no big deal. What are the chances the Lakers win this game without LeBron tonight? They've
100%,
won 6 of 7.
100%.
You think?
They're absolutely going to win. In fact, where's my mythical money? Let me have whatever the line is. Give me money on the Lakers tonight, Bergman.
So,
what's
no,
the
actually,
line?
They've won 5 of 6. So, if they win tonight, it'll be 6 out of 7 going into the All-Star break.
They'd be in great
Utah
shape.
Utah minus 5.5.
Give me those 5.5 and give me 10,000 mythical dollars on the Lakers. I feel good
plus
about tonight.
Plus 5.5. All right.
Yeah.
All right, people, I'm out of here. I got to go catch a bus. You can check Trudell and I out and watch Allie Clifton and Billy Mack on Spectrum if you want to watch
on TV.
Yeah,
that's very cool. Very cool. All right, John, have a great All-Star break. I'll see you next week.
See you next week, John. Have fun.
Bye.
All right, there's John Ireland. He's headed off for his All-Star break. I'm actually off a couple of days, too. And this is interesting. We got a very esteemed broadcaster to fill in for us this coming week.
Really?
One of the best.
Yeah.
His name
DeMarco Farr.
Is DeMarco Farr,
yeah.
Who's fantastic.
He's great.
And his sidekick will be the Greg Bergman.
Yes, and very many people online are going to be very upset that you just said that.
Really? Why?
Oh, yeah. I am very much hated in a lot of the community.
No, you're not. Are you really?
Absolutely.
For what reason?
I don't know.
I'm a Bergman defender.
Yeah, thank you, Mace. And also, I'm okay with it because you say it all the time. You're either loved, if you want to be either loved or hated, you don't want to be in the middle.
Right.
I'm fine with being loved.
Yeah, nobody wants to be in the middle.
No.
No, you don't. Like, I saw a focus group once where it's like, rank everybody 1 to 5, how much you like them. And the ones that did well were not the ones that had high 2s and 3s and 4s. It was, you want a lot of 1s and a lot of 5s.
Right. So give me all your 5s and all your 1s.
5s and 1s tomorrow. And I think we're going to do a little Cappy and Friends here.
He's here.
I'm excited for this. Oh, by the way, whenever we talk about mythical money like we just did, it's brought to you by Prize Picks, the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. Let's do some super crosstalk.
La 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 Valentine's Day edition.
You know the Love Boat is special on Valentine's Day.
Oh, sure.
We should all join on the Love Boat today.
What a great show. They should bring back the Love Boat.
Captain Stabbin?
Yes. Captain Stubing.
I like Captain Stabbin.
Captain Stabbin?
As John Ireland and I's old friend Tony Bruno used to say, Tony, Captain Stabbin.
Yeah.
Yo, ma.
So you guys are, it's Cappy and Friends this afternoon. There it is. Did you hear Ireland and Lisa?
No. I've been in a lot of meetings.
Bit of the year nominee.
For what?
John Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
For a Valentine's Day call?
For a Valentine's Day call. Listen to this.
Okay.
So Ireland, in the middle of the night, took a ChatGPT message that I created, a love message between him and Lisa.
Right.
John emailed her. She emailed back a very nice, sensitive response. And then Ireland brought her on the air to tell her that that was totally made up by ChatGPT, and her words were,
"You monster!
You monster!" It's really funny.
Is John on? Is John done?
No, John took off for the bus.
He's got to get to the bus.
But go back and listen to the set. You missed it. I was so nervous for Ireland because she was suckered in by ChatGPT. She believed that he actually wrote it, and in the end, it was just.
But he actually had a very good point to her, which was, I meant all of the things that I said. Just that guys have a hard time putting these things down into words. So ChatGPT helped.
Yeah. And by the way, I heard you talking this morning on Travis and Sliwa, Morales, about what to write in the card. What to write in the card is a very hard thing.
So it actually wasn't me.
Oh.
I haven't celebrated a lot of Valentine's Days recently, but Crypto Ray made the point that the most important thing, you can buy dinner, you can buy gifts, you can do trips, it's the card. And I am a very good writer, especially in cards. So I do remember, like, when I was dating, that you would find the box of, like, Christmas cards and Valentine's Day cards. What are you laughing about, Cappy?
When you were dating.
That are
like, how long ago was that?
That's a long time ago.
When was your last date?
Right, what are we talking about?
Last
here, a couple
date
years?
Or last dating? Big
last
difference.
Dating.
Last dating.
It's been a while.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's okay.
Have you ever had a, like, a steady?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
I've never known you to have a steady.
Well, those were the days when I had a steady that you walked in here and didn't talk to anybody. Had your sunglasses on.
That's not.
You were Mr. Good Day LA.
Says the guy who's wearing his sunglasses in the studio.
It's a bit between Cappy and I.
Oh, God.
Cappy and friends. Cappy and friends.
Is there a jingle?
There should be a jingle.
Yeah,
there really should be.
Cappy and friends.
Because, like, today I did a jingle about, you know, if you ever need a Comrex, you call Sliwa. He's got a whole stack of them.
He does.
If you need a Comrex, if you need help, you just call Sliwa.
Why's he got so many?
I don't know.
Well, because he does all those Laker talks.
Yeah, right, but you only need one Comrex.
He's always doing Lakers talk or his own personal postgame show.
By the way,
yes,
he has moved the postgame show later to not have conflict with
us.
Oh,
good. So he's doing a post-postgame show.
Like they like to say in the Lakers broadcast, it's a slide.
Yeah,
it's a slide.
Is Beto okay now? Is Beto all right?
Let's not get into that. Let's not
because Beto, Beto was very upset.
I would
listen,
think
I'm
this...
not going to do 90 minutes with you if this is the mood you're already in to try to start trouble.
But Beto, Beto was pretty pissed off about the Sliwa competitor. I mean,
he's got a 50,000 watt. He's got a 50,000 watt radio station behind him, so he doesn't have that.
No, he doesn't.
Not yet.
Hey, Laker fans.
Unless he compiles all that apartment owning money he's got and buys the station, which he could.
Yeah. So
they could do a fire sale anytime soon.
So Cappy, what do you and Rachel do for Valentine's Day?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Mace. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I'm going to tell you something that I don't celebrate Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day anymore.
Mm. Why is that?
Well, because I feel like if you go out on Valentine's Day tonight, you are like the guy who goes out on New Year's Eve. It's amateur night at the Apollo.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Because tonight, it's going to be prefix menus. It's going to be crowded. You're going to get gouged, etc.
And guess what? Guess what? So what?
Yeah.
Because the effort shows a little something. Here's the trick back in my dating days. You do the 5 o'clock reservation at the great restaurant.
That's good.
Or 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
You get a better seat, you get a little better, and then you get out of there.
We got a 6 tonight.
See?
We're going to we go to Vito's everything Valentine's Day.
Scott,
great.
I almost called you Scott, which felt weird.
That does feel
Cap.
Weird.
No, yeah, why'd you do that?
I don't know. It's a weird day.
That would be like calling Mace Steve.
It's it's Ash Wednesday, and I completely forgot till this morning.
Oh, really?
So I, for the first time in 10 years, probably will not be able to get ashes. Because my church in Orange County is not going to be open past 6.
Cappy, in the Catholic world, you get ashes smudge on the forehead Ash Wednesday.
I know.
And then what's weird is I was always told, and I don't know if this is like official Catholic Jesus thing or what.
Catholic Jesus?
Well, I mean,
as opposed to the Jewish Jesus, of course.
Yeah. But it's you're supposed to not wipe it off.
No.
You're supposed to just let it wear off over a period of time, right? And if you wipe it off, what bad happens?
Cappy
to you?
Uses that thing for different stuff.
He
doesn't wipe it off immediately.
Here's a little nugget. Do you know that the ashes that you get are last Palm Sunday's palms?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I'm a good Catholic except today.
I didn't know that. I'm Jewish. I didn't know.
Cappy, if you were in studio today, I would ash you.
Well, here's the problem. This is like the
Do you think we would
Jewish
get trouble
guy.
If we
yes,
asked each other?
Absolutely. That's very sacrilegious.
When I was younger, and I'm telling you guys, and I didn't really know anything about Ash Wednesday,
no amateurs,
and I would see people
snubbing.
Ashing?
Ashing, yeah.
We should bring a priest into ashes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad idea. And give that little wafer thing.
That's called the communion.
The
different
communion.
Day.
Yeah.
Although I think you could take communion today, too, when you
absolutely.
Get ash.
Absolutely. I think you do.
Can you? Are you guys? Are you doing that, Mace?
I'm not. I am not. I am no. I grew up Catholic, but I'm no longer a practicing Catholic. I don't have to practice because I got real good at it.
Oh, really? You're a pro.
Pro Catholic.
Pro Catholic.
What was weird about we were absolutely at Mass every Sunday, no matter what.
Right.
And my dad. This is what was confusing. My dad would do other things while at Mass. So they had a thing called the cry room.
Of course.
Where all the little kids were.
Yeah.
We sat in the cry room despite the fact that we had...
That nobody was crying?
Nobody was crying. We were all like 12 and 13, and we were in the cry room because my dad wanted to be short. And one day he clipped his fingernails during Mass.
Like, no.
What are you doing?
No.
What are you talking about? This is the same guy that would take your money from your bank account to go bet on horses.
You're starting to get the full picture of the Mason growing up years. Yeah.
The public nail clipper people, it doesn't really...
The sound. It's the sound.
It's just like,
just,
really?
Yeah.
I had someone I worked with way back when in the old Fox Sports radio days that Corporate Greg and I worked together.
Yeah.
It wasn't Corporate Greg. But he would clip his nails. He was one of my assistants. He would clip his nails in the office.
Oh,
my
God.
Office.
That's ridiculous.
Vito.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's where you're going to his restaurant tonight?
No, that's a different Vito.
Yeah, oh, no, different Vito.
We should go to Vito sometime, Kathy.
Oh, I would love to. It's a great old school Italian restaurant.
Let's do it next week.
With some great chicken parm.
It's in Santa Monica, so then we're going to have to get a hotel room at Casa Del Mar. And then we'll just see what happens.
You know what's interesting about Casa Del Mar?
That's where you met Juan.
That's where I met Juan, right. Exactly. Yeah. That's our romantic place. That's where we go on our anniversary.
Maybe this could be Cappy and I's place.
There you go. Now, if you come over to the West Side, I will absolutely meet you guys for dinner and all that stuff.
Can we come over after the dinner and you know what?
No, you cannot use the hot tub, but I will certainly take you to dinner. No.
Come on.
Come on over.
Can we at least come to the house for an after-dinner cocktail? A nightcap, as the kids say. Do the kids still say that?
A nightcap?
No, yeah.
I'll bet you Juan says yes and Mace says no.
And I bet you Juan says no and I say yes.
Mace was ready to say yes.
Yeah, I'm so close to saying
Mace was ready to go splish
and then I'm like,
splash with
oh my
us.
God, I'm going to get so much crap.
He was
going to
buy his rubber duckies for the jacuzzi and everything.
That's
First
never
of
happening.
All, Mace, let me tell you something. Juan freaking loves me.
By the way, he absolutely does.
That's a drop, by the way.
Yeah. Juan does love you. You guys really connected at the Michael Thompson party, I think.
But moreover, Juan has a healthy respect for me as actor to actor.
Uh-huh. I think Juan likes me 80 out of 100 and you 60 out of 100, Cappy.
I would say it's a little more than 60, but it's probably hovering right in that 60.
I'm actually
going to
reverse
range.
The odds.
No.
Yes.
But I spent time in the home with
I
Juan.
I think he likes Cappy 80 and he likes you 65.
Okay, I'll take 65.
65.
Okay.
Well, like I said, hovering around 60, Christopher.
Yeah, there you go. That's about right.
Now, the reason Juan really likes me, just
so
you know.
Oh, Bobby Tetrafino's on TV.
Oh, yeah?
Sorry.
You know why Juan really likes me?
Why is that?
Is because he has seen me star in a reality TV series.
You know what? We watched Cappy's entire series. What was it called, Cappy?
Stable Wars.
Stable. We watched the entire thing. It was available on Pluto or one of those things, and we watched it every night for like a week, the entire series.
Pluto.
I thought it was absolutely fantastic. I don't know why that show went away. It was really entertaining.
How many episodes were there, Cappy?
There were two seasons, were there not? Yeah, I think the season Mace saw was probably 6 episodes.
And it had a bunch of Real Housewives on it.
Yeah.
Who were the guest stars? There was somebody famous.
We had one week we had on... Jennifer Wayne, who I don't know how famous she is, but her grandfather was John Wayne.
Right, John Wayne's granddaughter, that's right.
Right, Jennifer Wayne.
And you know what? You kind of live that life. You're hanging around Del Mar, and you're with the horses, and you're in the stables and all that stuff. I would imagine. And why did that show not go anywhere?
Because it was Cappy.
Mostly because there was another show on HBO with Dustin Hoffman about Santa Anita. Do you remember the name of that show?
Yes, it was a David Milch series.
A show about Santa Anita?
There was a show about like these gambler guys, like these wise guys who used to hang out at Santa Anita. And what happened is during the show, during
it was called Luck.
Luck.
It was a series on HBO.
Right. That's also the Scott Kaplan story.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how he ended up here.
Right. Very lucky. One of the episodes, they're shooting they're shooting, right? And they're at Santa Anita and the horses are training. And unfortunately, sadly, sometimes, very, very rarely, but sometimes a horse goes down in training.
Right.
Gets hurt and can't be fixed, so they euthanize the horse. It's very sad.
That's when we get Corporate Greg to fill in.
For the horse?
That was it didn't land like I thought it would.
It is very sad horse, when it happens. So you're saying that damaged the...
So what happened is Hollywood decided, you know what, we don't want anything to do with horse racing because it's bad news. You know, like it's PETA and we got problems.
Right.
We don't want any of that problem. And so I was shopping this show all around town and everybody's like, yeah, we don't want anything to do with horse racing.
It was a real series. Dustin Hoffman, Nick Nolte. It was executive produced by David Milch, who did NYPD Blue, and Michael Mann.
NYPD, yeah. Michael Mann's amazing.
Yeah.
He too, also known as Collateral.
Yes.
But NYPD Blue, I watched it over the holiday season.
Yeah.
It never gets enough credit, and neither does
Dennis Franz
was incredible.
He's amazing.
Incredible.
He won all the awards for that.
I remember, yeah, but still, if that would have been an HBO show, we'd be talking about it, top 10 shows of all time. It was incredible.
Are you on The True Detective?
No.
I'm getting into it
this weekend. This is going to be my weekend to binge it.
I just watched episode 5, and then the finale is going to be Sunday. It's only 6 episodes.
Really?
But episode 5, bam.
They're hour-long, awesome. Right?
Yeah, hour-long. Jodie Foster, great. By the way, today the anniversary of Silence of the Lambs. Which
I
is,
did the Buffalo Bill dance earlier with Travis Sliwa.
I saw you, but you didn't do the full tuck.
I didn't tuck it.
Yeah. It's the
what
tuck
do you mean
it
you
dance.
You didn't do the full tuck.
I didn't tuck it.
But dude, why not? Tuck that
but
thing.
But I did the dance. Like, I tucked it.
Tuck that junk.
It's a dance. That was so creepy.
Dude, you should tuck it.
Yeah, you should. If you're going to do that dance,
and tape
tuck it.
Well, the way things are going these days, I could tuck it without even really trying.
That one landed better.
That's still one, probably the greatest horror movie of all time.
Is it?
I think so.
Because we now think of it in perspective of seeing it quite often, but imagine how we felt. I mean, I didn't see it in 1991 because I was 6. No, that's not right. I was 8, whatever I was.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to. But later, when I didn't know what happened, and watching it as, I don't know, 12 years old,
yep.
It was frightening.
So here's the weird thing about Silence of the Lambs. Thomas Harris wrote the book and wrote all the books. And there it is. Morales has tucked it.
No, first tuck it,
yeah,
and then
tuck
do
it,
the dance.
Tuck I can't
it and
then tuck do it the on dance. YouTube.
Yeah, well, go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
That would be the
that would win bit of the year.
Or go to your office.
Yeah.
Go to one of your two offices and tuck it.
What if we went to Mace's house outside, you don't let us in.
Yeah.
And we just have Cody from the social media team filming us tucked, dancing in front of your house.
why the hell are we so fixated on coming to Mason's house?
Because we're not allowed.
Yeah, exactly.
If so you just allow us, we would never
let it go.
We want what we can't have.
Exactly.
Okay, so I was gonna pass along an actual piece of information. Because I know that movie really well. Mm-hmm. So when you read the book, it's a great book. The movie is actually better than the book. It's the one case where the movie is better than the book.
Okay.
Because at the end, you know how he's on that island and the warden
an
is there?
By...
And he says, I'm having an old friend for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
That was not in the book. That was added for the
really?
Movie. And it's such a great twist ending. I love that thing.
Did they write that or was that a Hopkins idea, you think?
I think they wrote it.
Oh, okay.
But Hopkins is awesome.
Oh, incredible.
Have you seen him on social media? He's like the goofiest guy on social media.
He
did that commercial during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's a good bit.
Where he played the mascot.
Yeah,
he's
I love it.
Awesome.
Another movie he's incredible in is Fracture. That doesn't get
a lot
of attention.
Oh, I love Fracture. That was
him and Ryan Gosling. Incredible.
Who was the girl? Rosamund Pike.
Yeah.
Was the woman. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great twist also.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
So, Cappy?
Yo.
What do you got planned today for the show because
for Cappy and friends.
Cappy and friends.
Cappy and
how many
friends
do you have participating?
Okay, let me tell you who's participating today.
Yep,
Christopher Arthur Morales. Mm. By the way, looking very, very sharp today.
Thank you.
In a cranberry colored suit with a black shirt, the sunglasses, the hair, the
Who
whole
are you,
thing.
Kevin Harlan.
Well, this
here's
is my
Chris
balance.
Morales. He's got the black shirt with the cranberry jacket with the sunglasses, the hair perfectly tucked up top, and it's a low snap to Morales.
I would like so a low. Good. I prefer a low snap than a high snap.
Yeah. So you got
Looks
Morales.
Looks like Morales is going to tuck it and go with it.
Who else you got?
Well, if Morales is stopping by, I mean, I certainly expect a little visit from Bergie, Corporate Gregory.
Yes, sir. Happy to.
Okay. We've got Laura the Queen.
Yep. Looking very festive today.
Thank you.
In Valentine's Day red.
Okay. We've got Big D. As he is affectionately known, DeAndre.
Yes, sir.
Looking less festive today. He's not really dressed up for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, he didn't do his part.
Wow.
Posted 17 Insta stories of his girlfriend.
Posted one, but you know.
You know what? That's what happens when you start the relationship. Remember how many I posted now? It's like, you know, I love you, and you know, you don't got to be on my socials. That's
how you only get to be
he also brought in donuts and offered nobody.
Really? Who brought in donuts?
DeAndre.
DeAndre didn't offer anybody?
No. There was only like two donuts in the box.
You ate all the donuts?
There was only like two donuts in the box.
How many donuts did you eat?
There's only a total of three.
Okay.
Also, who did you share the last one with?
Everybody. You brought them just for you.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you
the
go to
the girlfriend
shop?
Bought them for me, man.
Why do you not grab a dozen and just bring them for everybody?
Yeah. Because the girlfriend actually brought it to me today, this morning.
So she brought it to you and then you brought it to work?
Yeah, because I had other stuff to do.
She got you donuts for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Wait, you brought three. You ate two. Who got the third?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You just said that.
I plead the fifth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, I almost sent Laura roses for Valentine's Day.
Laura the Queen?
Laura the Queen. And I didn't, but I think I should get credit for it because I did think about it.
Okay. I don't know
about
that.
And it is the thought that counts.
So I don't think you get any credit for it, especially considering you're talking about books.
That's true. I could have just sent her some books.
Right. How could you not do it?
I sent a lot of books this year. Books is a really good product, man. Yeah. I sent them to my mom. Mm-hmm. I sent them to Juan's mom, Juan's stepmom, all this stuff. Then they go over
big.
Did
you send them to Juan's mom from you or from both of you?
Both of us.
Okay.
Yeah, both of us. Course.
That would be kind of weird if you sent Juan's mom.
Yeah, no, it's from both
from
of us.
And
exactly.
He didn't get any credit.
We do all the holidays right. We do them right.
That is true. I always the Mason holiday gift is always a quality one, Clark.
Yes, it is. So, what do you think of that? I'm sure you're going to talk about this, but that thing between Golden State and LeBron and the Lakers. Momo was here earlier talking about it, which is crazy to think that that was even on the table at one point.
Why is it crazy?
Well, I give Joe Lacob credit. I'm a visionary guy. If they would have secured that deal, I think Golden State would have been the favorites to win the title. But they went to LeBron, and LeBron said no, and I think it's indicative of what LeBron is going to do this summer. I feel much better about him staying for next year, redoing his contract, signing another two-year, a one-and-one, because he wasn't interested in going to Golden State, and he wanted to stay with the Lakers.
Or is this like... When you tell somebody we're good around Christmas, the relationship's great, and then you do the Valentine's Day breakup.
Oh, yeah.
What if this is Christmas?
Oh.
And coming this summer is the Valentine's
Day break. Valentine's Day is July the 1st.
Yeah. And he just sticks it.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know why all of a sudden if LeBron would have gone to Golden State, a team that's like a 500 ball club right now, like why are they automatically considered the favorite?
Steph, LeBron, and Draymond, come on, man.
So there's star power, but the Lakers are LeBron and AD. And they're a 500 type club.
Oh, look, I'm not saying it was the right thing or the wrong thing. I think Golden State would have been fantastic had the Lakers traded LeBron. But I also love the way this team's playing right now. I mean,
do you think he was going to play defense in Golden State or?
Oh, come on. He plays defense when he has to.
March, April, and
right. Come like April.
Yeah, April.
Start really turning it on.
He's a defensive machine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, I do I do intend, Mace, to have that convo with Cappy and the friends.
Good.
And I do believe that a very dear, close, personal friend of all of ours will join Cappy and friends today, one Georgie Shidano.
Oh, he found time for us today.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, there's a story that he has to comment on.
Of course.
Right. This is a good one for him, yeah.
Because, you know, the notion of trading LeBron,
yep,
when discussed, can get you sent to Terminal H. And so, you know.
Terminal H is the bit that he does.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you're not familiar with this, Mace?
I don't know that bit.
He's not listening to the show as much as he used to.
I don't know the bit. I love the show. I don't hear every second.
Well, I mean, Terminal H is what happens when somebody speaks out that's not pro LeBron or pro AD. Mm-hmm. More specifically, pro AD. Like, if you say anything about AD that is not, he's the best player on the planet, he's the best American player in the league, he's the greatest defensive force that the NBA has ever known. I mean, you have to say all these things about AD. Otherwise, Shidano sends you to Terminal H.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need that many superlatives. I think AD is certainly top three defensive player of the year and is having a great year and is going to play 65 games. I think he should be defensive player of the year.
Okay, well, good news for you. You're not going to Terminal H.
Yeah, Terminal H is where you go if you're critical.
That's exactly right. You know who lives there? Dead Meow 5.
That's a community member. COT.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
See, another thing you don't get about our show.
Yeah, I don't. I listen all the time.
That
you know,
all
I'm
day,
text. I texted you like a missive yesterday about Caleb Williams.
What do you mean, like a missive? What
a
does that
missive?
Mean?
What does that mean?
What is a missive, Bergman?
Why do you think I know? I mean, can look it
look
up.
It up. I know it's. I know
you
it's
computer,
a thing.
It's right
a
in
missive.
Front of you.
It's like a lot of words. I sent you a lot
now,
of
do you think
words.
A star player
missive
that
is...
decides to play against the Pistons. But not on night two of a back-to-back against the team that you probably might lose to more likely. Should that player be in Terminal H or no? Just wondering.
No, I like that he played last night.
But no, you can't play tonight?
I mean, he probably should play tonight, but if he's going to choose one or the other, I'd prefer him to play at home.
Look.
We've got tonight as Bob Seger.
Yes, it is.
And Kenny Rogers did a great version, too, with Sheena Easton.
Sheena Easton.
Hey, yeah. Very good.
Sugar Walls was her big hit.
Yeah. Missive is a letter, especially a long or official one.
Yes, there you go. I wrote you basically a letter, Cappy. And did you ever touch on any of it?
I did, and you should have been listening. It was Mace was doing what he and Sedano both do, which is Caleb Williams is the greatest college football player in the history of college football.
He's the greatest quarterback I've ever seen in college football with my own two eyes.
Okay. So So when you were watching other guys, what'd you do? Cover up one eye?
No, I've seen a lot of great college quarterbacks. I mean, I go to all those SC games.
Well, Cap, who would you like to fight this argument? Who would you say is
Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck, some of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen. But I think Caleb Williams is better than all of them.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not saying that Caleb Williams didn't have a great first year. He had a not as good second year. And I'm just not as sold as everybody else that he's the next Patrick Mahomes. That's all. It's gonna take a little bit of time. That sounds like a song. It's gonna take a little time. Do do do.
It's
is that a song?
No, I don't know.
Speaking of USC,
I spoke to the great Pete Arbogast today.
Oh yeah, oh, really? Pete. How's Pete doing?
He wants me to type up my induction speech for you guys so he can review it.
No, you're kidding.
And I said, I'm a little bit more of an off-the-cuff guy.
Really? Mm-hmm.
And he goes, yeah, but that's not how we do this.
He wants approval of the...
Not approval. He just wants to look it over.
So you're going to have it written down?
To me.
I said, listen, I said, Pete, you may not be familiar, but I host a 5-hour award show and nothing's written down except, like, our sponsors. But it's okay. I said, I'll write some notes. He goes, I just don't want to... I want to say something about Mason Ireland before I bring you on.
Oh, nice.
So I don't want to step on you. I said, I'm known as the guy that hates the show, so I don't think what you say is going to step on my stuff.
It's interesting that you were selected to be the introducer.
You say that as though some committee selected
me. The inductor.
It was you and
you
John.
You did it.
I know I did it. And I hope I didn't make a mistake.
No.
I hope I didn't, because I think...
What do you think I'm going to say?
Oh, I have no idea. That you say stuff about us all the time, and not all of it is flattery. So I am counting on you to understand the history of Los Angeles radio, because you grew up in it, and be able to put what we have done in perspective.
Mace, are you concerned that Morales would go to this wonderful Hall of Fame induction moment and rag on you guys rather than hype you guys?
It probably would be bit of the year. If he gave us a bad introduction.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, he wouldn't. Oh, it's going to be great. When is that?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's
February 20-something.
February 20-something.
27th.
27th.
I usually shine in front of rooms of people that hate me. And there's a lot of people that are attending that do not like me.
Are we carrying that live, the induction ceremony?
I think we can if we want.
27th is a Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
It is.
It is a Tuesday.
Maybe I should go to that.
You should. You should come over.
Well, they sent me a note the other day, Pete. He actually sent me a note. He had on the note how much it cost to buy a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, hold on a second.
Well, hopefully we're getting owner Sam Pines is going to spring.
Are we getting like a table?
We're going to spring for a table.
That would be lovely.
I hope.
That would be very nice. All right, well, I am
you
gone.
You can stay till 4:30 if you want.
I mean, it is a combo plate.
It is a combo. Well, I mean,
you would have been on till 4:15 anyway.
It's 3:20. I mean,
You got an hour before
early.
You got to do your thing.
I'm an hour early.
And what time's reservation? You still got a while.
6:00.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. I'm like Cappy. I'm telling everywhere where I'm going to be.
You
everyone,
said where you were. I didn't.
I know.
I just made the point about early reservation.
So I'm out till Tuesday. Ireland's out till Thursday. It's
big few days ahead on this show.
Bergman and DeMarco.
And I am looking forward to it.
I am too.
I've had this dream in my head and my heart for years.
I will be
where
listening
are you going?
On the app. Where am I going?
Yeah.
Right now, or we're for the break?
No. Like if you're going out of town, you don't just leave. You don't take off and stay. You take off and go.
Bergie and friends.
I'm going to a new hot springs.
Well,
what does that mean?
Like there's a new hot springs situation going on in Murrieta that I'm going to try out.
You haven't heard about the Murrieta hot springs, Cap? Come on.
No, I haven't.
It's brand new. It just opened on January the 31st. And some of the reviews.
Are you on a newsletter or something?
No, some of the reviews are not good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds like a great place to go, then.
Yeah, I brought this up the other day. This is, I'll read you part of the review and tell me if I should still go there. This place is still deeply under construction. 90% of the pools are closed. This is not 50 pools yet. There are only 5 operational hot tubs. None of them are natural hot springs. And one pool. The pictures online do not exist on the property that they claim. Hmm. Now, I went back and looked at Renee Valley, who's the person who wrote that review.
Right.
All she does is write bad reviews about place. You can search all her reviews.
Yeah.
She's written bad stuff about every place she's ever stayed in. So I'm counting this as a mulligan because some of the other reviews are positive. But I'm excited to try it.
Maybe it's not Renee a girl. Maybe it's Renee a guy. Maybe he's just pissed because his name's Renee.
Come on. That could be.
Come on, man.
That could be, what? I guess.
I mean, you could have a life of like anger.
Yeah, Bergman's on me to break.
Wow. 22.
See you next week, 710 ESPN. Ah.